This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. Welcome to the weekend, everyone. Our sponsors on this show today, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We also have archives available at any time at KJJR.com. And before we get started and introduce our guest today, I want to read a letter from a show we did a couple weeks back with Rob and Sarah Ratkowski. It is Milk Movers, a farm-to-table local food delivery company, and they say, Ross, a huge thank you for interviewing my hubby, and we're talking about Rob here, about our family business. The attention has led to many new customers, and we're so thankful. Your radio program is such a great way to highlight small businesses like ours. So great to hear stuff like that. Very big thank you to you guys for writing back to us, Rob and Sarah Ratkowski. By the way, he's the manager at the airport, and they're just about to expand with almost $100 million project out there. So good luck to the Ratkowskis. And let's introduce our guest this week. He is the owner of six, count them, six Subway restaurants right here in the Flathead Valley, and he is Steve Tuohy. Do I have that right?
Yep.
Steve Tuohy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Man, you got to be one busy guy. Six restaurants here in the Flathead.
Yeah, it's a busy lifestyle.
Well, before we get going and talk about, you know, the meat, the potatoes, and the sandwiches of Subway, let's talk about yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit.
Okay. I'm originally from North Dakota. I moved here in 2004 when I bought the store in Whitefish, and I'm married. I have a lovely wife, Danielle, and I have three kids, Danica 4, Joy 3, and Louie 2 years old.
So you made it to Montana. Did you have your kids in Montana, or did you have them while you lived in North Dakota?
In Montana, yep.
Oh, yeah. So they're all Flathead Valleyanites.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so how did you get started in the Subway business from North Dakota? I know you told me off the air that you come from a ranch family.
Yep. I actually had moved back home in my mid-20s to help my dad at the ranch, and I was looking for some business opportunities, and Entrepreneur.com had rated Subway very high, so I was just throwing out emails and phone calls to anybody within 1,000 miles of there that would maybe be willing to own or finance to get me into the business. And the people who own the stores in Whitefish and Kalispell got back to me, and they let me do some owner financing on that first Whitefish store. So that's how I got my foot in the door.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I want to go back for just a second. You divulged to me that you used to deal blackjack for a living.
Yeah, that's what I did in my 20s. I was in Fargo. They have blackjack tables there and all the bars that raise money for charity. So yeah, for 4 years I was pit bossing and dealing blackjack.
Very nice. So can a guy make a good living doing that? I've always wondered.
It's not bad, actually. It's
wow.
Pretty good. The tips are really good. If you're losing for the house, the tips are good.
Okay, so let's talk about Subway a little bit. I mean, you have these stores across the Flathead Valley, six total. Where are they?
Okay, so I got four of them here in Kalispell, and then one in Whitefish and one in Columbia Falls.
So coming all the way from North Dakota, the flatlands, the prairie of North Dakota, and all of a sudden you move to the mountains of Western Montana. What was your first thought about Whitefish, Montana?
This is heaven.
Do you guys ski? Do you take part in local recreation?
Yeah, we do some skiing and golfing and a lot of time on the lake in the summer.
Okay, so biggest challenge coming into the business as a newbie, what do you say?
Employees.
Yeah, just getting them or keeping them or both?
When I got here, the economy was really booming, and I didn't know one person when I moved to town. So just finding any employees or figuring out how to do that was a real struggle.
And what year would that have been?
2004.
Oh, yeah. So things were moving along.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to talk about Subway itself, and I got to ask about your favorite sandwich, too, before we go to our break. So my favorite sandwich has to be the Italian. What is the Italian called?
The spicy Italian?
Is that what it is, the spicy Italian?
Or there's an Italian BMT also.
Yeah, mine's the spicy Italian.
Okay.
But what about yours?
I like the steak with, then I add pepperoni on top and toast it.
Okay, what bread, though?
Wheat.
See, that's from the owner, ladies and gentlemen. You got it from the owner. That sounds like a really good sandwich, by the way. So next, we're going to be talking about how things got started in the other locations. You move from Whitefish, and then all of a sudden, you have five more restaurants. And you have a family member who's involved in the business as well.
Yeah, so I guess in 2004, I bought the Whitefish store. And then 2008, I had an opportunity to buy the store on Idaho Street. And then in 2013, I built a store down in South Kalispell in front of the old Outlaw Inn. In 2016, the guy who owned the Home Depot store, Walmart in Columbia Falls, wanted to retire. So we went from 3 to 6 stores in 2016. And then my cousin owns the Evergreen and Big Fork stores.
Very cool. Jeez. Okay, so we're going to be talking about some of the nuts and bolts of the business here in just a couple minutes. We'll take our break and we'll be back with our guest. He is Steve Tuohy, the owner of Subway Restaurants right here in the Flathead Valley. Don't forget our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Greens Pediatric Dentistry. Focus on the Flathead. We'll be right back right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And in the studio, Steve Tuohy. He's the owner of 6 Subway sandwich stores across the Flathead Valley. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to have you here. It's so cool to hear about how you got started in this business with one lone store. Now you're at 6. That's a great success story.
Thank you.
This surprised me. Subway's been around since 65, and it started out in Bridgeport, Connecticut as a store called Pete's Super Submarines.
Yeah.
Is that first one still going? Do you know?
It is still going.
Do they call it Subway now, though?
They call
right?
it Subway now, yeah.
Okay, and here's the other stat I wanted to throw. What's still one of the fastest growing franchises in the world. And as of October 2019, 41,514 locations in more than 100 countries.
Yep.
Subway is booming.
Yep, it's really exploded.
So we have 6 of them here in the Flathead Valley. You're the owners, but you still, you wanted to tell me that you had some other family members involved in the business right here.
Yeah, in 2016, my brother Shane bought into the business, and so we've been partners in that since then.
This company, you said you were kind of looking to get into a business like this, ranked in the Entrepreneur Franchise 500. Is that kind of how you decided to, you know, move to Montana from North Dakota and start this thing? You were really kind of looking at a business that had a great success story?
Yep. That's pretty much the simple version of it. I was just looking for a business to get into, and it looked like a good opportunity, and there was, you know, one available out here.
Does your wife work in the business as well?
Nope.
Just you, huh?
Just me, yeah.
Okay.
So I met her out here. So I moved out here in 2004. I met her out here in 2010. So.
Okay. So just back it up just one time. So since 2004, what is the biggest change that came about in the way the franchise operates? In your mind, anyway. I'm sure there's been several.
I would actually say the biggest change is actually been in the last year here, and somewhat due to the pandemic, is just way more digital orders. And we started using DoorDash last February, so we're doing delivery now. So it's, that's become a fairly good sized portion of our business. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just something that didn't even exist when I got into the business. So.
DoorDash is something else, isn't it?
And, yeah, it's great.
So we talk about, the sandwich itself. There's really kind of a formula to that, as you know. If you have never been to a Subway, I'm sure everybody has. But has the formula changed at all on several breads and several toppings, several ingredients? Has that changed? Have you added a lot in the last few years?
Not really. I mean, pretty minor changes over the years. You know, every once in a while they'll bring in limited time offerings and do something. If that does super well, they might keep it. But usually they just, bring in a new flavor here or there and then try something new. But our core menu has stayed pretty much the same.
So what do you think the biggest success, the reason for the biggest success is on Subway sandwiches? We're talking the franchise itself. Why are they so popular?
I think just consistency, across the board. You know, you can go into any Subway anywhere in the United States and get your sandwich, you know, people like that. So,
well, and all over the world, it sounds like.
Yeah, all over the world, really. Yeah. Anywhere you go, you can get your Subway sandwich.
The global franchise.
Consistency is our competitive advantage, I would say.
One of the questions that I'm sure that people ask about the food is it fresh? Because they always say Subway's, you know, the word is fresh.
Eat fresh.
Yep. Eat fresh.
Eat fresh. Yeah, I say it a lot.
How fresh is it?
It's very fresh. Yeah. I mean, the bread and the cookies are baked every morning and we slice up the veggies and yeah, it's.
Oh, so you have to actually prepare. You have to slice your own stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had no idea.
And then it's made right there in front of you. So, you know, it's not sitting out anywhere or anything. So, yeah, it's as fresh as it can get.
So have you ever worked the front line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've made the sandwiches.
Yeah, I worked, at first, I worked the front line every day.
I know this is going to put you on the spot a little bit, but has there been any really weird sandwiches ordered, really weird combinations?
There has been. Wow.
Yeah. Anything come to mind? Where you just stood back and went, what is this person thinking?
I mean, there's you know, several customers over the years that just keep piling on the meat, right? Like they don't care about the cost, and they just put the tuna on, put the turkey on, put the roast beef, and this, you know, they'll end up making a $15-$20 sandwich. They just want it all on there, right? You can't even close it. So
okay, so final question here: what do you think? Where do you see yourself with the franchise in about? We always go 5 years ahead. You know, what do you think?
It kind of depends on how the pandemic plays out, I guess. It seems to have a lot of people moving to the valley, so there might be some opportunities for some new locations, but right now I think six is plenty for the valley. Yeah, I mean, I just hope to continue to bring some value to the valley, to the customers in the valley, with fresh sandwiches at a good value, and just continue doing that. So
growth when growth is warranted, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. No, right. No plans as of now for growth.
Well, Steve, it's great meeting you and learning about how you got started here in the Flathead Valley. Great success story. We wish you all the best of luck with your restaurants now and in the future. This is Steve Toohey, by the way. He's owner of six Subway sandwiches along with his family here in the Flathead Valley. And hey, Steve, one more time, your locations before we get done, we wrap it up here.
Okay, Columbia Falls, Whitefish, the store in front of Home Depot, the store inside Walmart, the store on Idaho Street, and the store in South Kalispell.
Doesn't this make you hungry? It's time for lunch. Make it Subway. There's Subway Fresh. That's Steve Toohey, again, the owner and our guest today. The Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry bring you this show every weekend, and our archives are always available at kjjr.com. And that is Focus on the Flathead. We'll see you next week, Saturday morning at 8 and Sunday at noon, right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.